Welcome to the Happy New Now Show. Three moms in three different parts of the world, all working towards becoming more authentic while navigating children, relationships, and lots of mom, work, and things to do. We are figuring out how to make our nows happy and laughing as we trip along the way. So have a happy new now. Let's make it contagious. Hello, everyone. It's Molly, Saskia, and Tracy. And today we're going to teach you ways you can heal yourself, make your food and water healthier for you, connect with your spirit more easily, and even bring dolphins to you. And guess what? It's free. One of the biggest secrets on this mostly water planet is water. We think it's just a thing we need for hydration or getting clean. But what if its true nature? What if its true nature was really kept secret from us, so we never discovered its true, divine, gigantic, powerful potential in health, healing, and increasing our light? So, ladies, want to play with water?
For sure.
Yep. Hello, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
How would we like to start? Do we want to start with talking about Dr. Emoto, since he's kind of like the foundation?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right. So if you're not familiar with Dr. Emoto, he's really easy to find on YouTube. Ladies, correct me if I'm wrong. He's actually passed at this point, right?
Yeah, he passed away in 2014. Actually, he was killed because of the work he was doing and bringing forward.
So there's your signature to know that his work was incredible, is the kind of unfortunate statement there. It's really easy to find a lot of his videos on YouTube, and I will I'll put a few in the show notes as well. And if you go to our free guides, I've got a free water healing, like a 15-minute introduction to it. There's a lot of pictures from his work in there too. But what Dr. Emoto found is that water actually changes its crystalline structure depending on how you talk to it, the words you write on it, the words you speak to it, how you feel about it, even in its presence. So he did a variety of experiments, and what's beautiful about his work is it's completely visual. It's not, you have to believe it. You can see this in pictures, how the crystal structure of water looks totally different. So just start with the basics of, like, what does your water look like when it's coming through the pipes? Let's just take a typical American house. Your city water, it's, you know, treated with harsh chemicals. It's coming through dark pipes. It's hitting harsh angles. When it's coming out of your faucet, and Dr. Emoto shows a lot of these pictures of water that's kind of, let's say, negatively charged, it has this really ugly blob crystal structure. But if you have water coming from like a beautiful natural spring, it has just, you know, when you think about like what a snowflake should look like, it just has those beautiful, all unique, but all beautiful crystalline structures. So it's incredible to learn that and go like, okay, so my, I like to call it unhappy and happy water. My water coming from my faucet is not very happy. And then I'm putting that into my body. That's what, 70 to 80% water. But
even
if I put
more,
this,
apparently.
Right. And then if you put like this happy spring water in your body, like that's totally different. I'm feeding every cell of my body with, you know, those beautiful crystals. And I think you can kind of easily understand like how your body would react totally differently. But what I feel like is most interesting about his work, and I know what we really want to dive into today, is that water is malleable. And I feel like that is the most important thing that he really went through, is that we as creator gods actually have the ability to change water structure. You can take that gross, dead water structure coming out of your faucet, and you can actually turn it into, you know, happy, vibrant water that becomes like your world's best healer.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Now, I'm very lucky living in Africa. I actually have my own spring, and it gravity feeds into the house. So
that's incredible.
talking about those water structures, I don't know if there's another lady called Vada Austin, I think her name is, and she's got a technique where you actually take the water, you freeze it in your freezer, but you can either put a word on it or something, and the water actually freezes either in the shape of the word, or let's say you've put chicken, a little chicken forms in the water. And I was playing with it one time, and I actually put someone, one of my clients asked me about metal and blue. I don't know if you know about it. And it's apparently supposed to help electrons in the brain and the body and the mitochondria. And so I just did one drop in a little bit of water in a petri dish and froze it and asked if does this actually help the brain. And it actually froze into her brain. I did it twice. I've got
Wow.
pictures of it. It was literally a blue, just blue water, beautiful, beautiful blue water, and it had frozen into her brain. So confirmation. I always find that also. I don't know where I've heard it or I've thought it, but it's almost like if you had to describe what God was, God would be water because it's formless, shapeless. You can't hold it. You can't own it, and it's always wanting to kneel to your will. God's will be done, thy will be done, our will be done, whatever that may
Right.
be.
Yeah, it's
So.
like no matter its current structure, it's like it's directly from source, it's malleable. It has this beautiful ability to still completely morph into anything, good or bad.
Yeah, and they've done, well, they've done everything to make us think that we don't have enough water and to destroy water. And even when they put it into faucets, you guys call it faucets, we call it taps, but when you get town water and it's so destructured, just with your consciousness, you can restructure it. So no matter how much they try and destroy this unlimited, unfathomable liquid or whatever substance, they can't.
And
So,
that's where your power lies. Like that,
yes.
to me, that's the big statement right there. They can't. You just have to know how to work with it. Yeah.
Exactly.
And not believe it, know it. Know
Yeah,
it. This
yes.
is the way how it works.
But
Cognizing it. I always say cognize it. Don't believe it. You have really to know it and bring it forward. That's it. You don't think about it twice or whatever. There is a nice example. I don't know if you have heard about Dr. Emoto. One of the things they did was after Fujiwara Dam, or there was an incident with two of these atomic, or what is the word, the right word?
a nuclear,
Yeah,
the
one of these
power plant,
exploded
the nuclear
power plant
plants,
who exploded
Fukushima,
in Fukushima, and the water gets compromised, got ugly, and they. There were monks sitting around that lake then, and well, praying, whatever they do, sending their frequency out, and they could actually reinstall the waters. There are two pictures that I have here before the prayers, after the prayers, and it's unbelievable. It's they just do it, and that's it.
Describe a little bit, like what do those pictures look like?
Well, one picture is you see it's brownish, and I show it to you here. This is the before the prayers. So brownish and destroyed. The water crystal, they take pictures of water crystals when they freeze it, and then they take the pictures. He has, that's why Dr. Emoto is so famous for it, how he could take pictures of water crystals. And before the prayers, it was destroyed. And
It
after
kind
it
of
looked
looks like a
like,
hammer smashed a crystal.
yeah,
That's
it
to me
looks
what that looks like.
like a cancer
Cancer
cell,
cell,
actually.
actually.
Yeah,
Yeah.
this is how I would see a
Yeah.
cancer cell. And then after the prayers, they prayed by the lake for about an hour. The water became clearer right before our eyes. And then they took a photo and it looked like a perfect
And it's like
snowflake.
perfectly white now.
Yes,
And it's
shining from
just,
within,
yeah, just the
cleared.
most beautiful snowflake.
Yeah. And that it.
Complicated, very
Yeah.
complex geometric
Yes.
structure.
Yes. It's, you see the geometric patterns that I feel that we are all made of harmonics and these geometric patterns and sounds. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, and
Thanks.
that's what I do. So I've got a pack of Emoto's cards, and just sort of for fun at the end of an appointment, especially with my little kitty clients, I'll get them to choose a card. And on the card, we'll have the word. Let's say it's happiness or laughter. And on the back of the card, we'll have the crystal that it forms. So what Emoto would do is put the water into a glass or a container, have a word on that glass or container, and then freeze that water, and it would form the crystal. And they're different crystals, kind of like our fingerprints. And the child, let's say, will choose happiness, And then I'll say, where was your stomach sore? Where did you bump your knee? And then I'll say, take the card and put it on your knee now. And remember, you are 90% water. So on every cell in your body now is starting to take photographs of that. And now your knee's going to be happy. Can you feel it? Can you hear? And I said, listen to your knee. And it starts to giggle or it starts to laugh. Or,
I love
and
that.
I said, and that's what's going to happen now. So your knee is going to be giggling all the way out of here and you're going to be healthy and strong. So it's just one of the ways that's a fun way to and tangible way for a child to see how they can heal because if they water and they take the word, they're healing. So it's a nice fun way to use that.
And
And
I'll
I'm
put those cards up on the product page on happynewnaturally.com, and I'll put those in our show notes too so people can find those.
Definitely.
Those are really pretty.
And then like also with an adult, just if you take a word to place it on their head for a headache or something like that, and they do like to use it. I say, well, you can go further. You don't need the card. You can actually just take a piece of paper, write down what it is you want. I want, so you can say, I have a light feeling head and place it on your head. So if you can't get to me or whatever, you can do it yourself. And just to start empowering people and start making them realize that they actually, their own healer.
And that water's just sitting there waiting for you to play
Yeah,
with
it
it.
just, it, you
Yeah.
know, I would always hope that, I'm sure Saskia feels the same way, and even Molly, that every time someone has an encounter with us, on whatever level, where they're coming to have their knee fixed or, having something, some implant removed or some homeopathic remedy, that they're going to leave you or us with a more expanded consciousness of themselves. Even if it's something fun like this, that actually does work, but sometimes you need to use fun tools that give them the capacity to see something tangible that they can use.
And they're easy.
And they're easy, and it gives them the permission slip to go, wow, I'm powerful. I can heal myself.
Yes.
And as you build on that, those people, their consciousness grows and they want to know more. And that's what we all here to, we're here to know thyself,
That was
so.
definitely my pathway into understanding I am God, is playing around with that stuff. And somebody just telling me I could do kind things like that one day. I was like, I can, let me try it. And then it worked. And you're like, well, hot damn.
Tell them about you. Tell them about the autophagy. What's it called?
Autopathy.
Yes, tell them about that.
I
I
love
think that's so
autopathy.
exciting. Oh, please share.
Yeah, my two loves outside of this stuff are homeopathic medicine and autopathy, and I love to use those to assist myself in this 3D reality, where sometimes I need more help than just commanding my own energy with my harmonics. So autopathy, a lot of people know about urine therapy. And it's actually, from what I have learned, not the best form. Urine is a lower chakra information. I learned from this man named Yuri Tchaikovsky. His website's autopathy.com. I would say he's the foremost expert in the world on this, and they've spent his whole family, they run a homeopathic school, and they've been doing this for like 20 years. And he's got this book I've got up on the website. It's called The Autopathy Handbook, Enhancing Our Life Force. And I'd really recommend that to people if they want to dive into this really deeply, because that's exactly what autopathy does when you really learn how to use it. So they use mostly, because autopathy is taking your own substance and basically making a homeopathic remedy out of it. So that could be urine, it could be blood, it could be a hair, it could be a fingernail sample, saliva, breath, anything that's your own substance, and then turning it into curative medicine. And the example I always love using on that is the homeopathic remedy Arsenicum album. So homeopathy always uses Latin terms, but what Arsenicum album is arsenic. That is not something we'd consume in raw form. But that's a lot like what our basic information is. We've got a lot of physical problems in our breath and our saliva. We've got a lot of emotional problems in our breath and our saliva. But when you use water through a vortex, you create it into a homeopathic remedy that's an exact match for everything you need. So like arsenic in its raw form is causing poisoning, right? But in its homeopathic form, it cures poisoning. It cures food poisoning, chemical poisoning, vomiting from flu, diarrhea. It cures poisoning. And your own information with water does the exact same thing. So what I got out of doing the more formal autopathy, I started using it because I had a son who was really struggling with horrible eczema, and homeopathy, the remedies that should address it, just weren't. So I needed that exact him match. I don't know if it's in his consciousness, in his emotions. I'm just not hitting the right thing. But if I do autopathy, it's all his information. So it's always going to hit the right thing. And we did it as a family because that's how we always roll. If somebody's going to do it, we're all going to try it. And what I really got out of that was consciousness leaps. Like, yes, it did physical stuff, it did emotional stuff, but it was very spiritual. And just even doing the practice of it, I found very spiritual. And it was elevated consciousness. So like back then, I was doing a lot of dowsing. I noticed my ability to douse and get correct answers just, went off the charts exponentially. The knowing, the intuitive, the messages coming in, went off the charts like crazy. So you can tell I absolutely love this stuff. But so he teaches a very formal way to do it. That's not hard. It's a lot easier than learning like homeopathic medicine, because it's just, should I use my saliva or should I use my breath for this? And so I've got a video course on the website if you go to Learning Hub that's talking about a way you can do this just in your sink with just, your breath with your saliva and your hands in the sink. Because I've gotten a lot of that too, and I do that in the shower. I can't get out of monkey mind. I'll do this practice in the shower and it's just gone. Because sometimes I just can't get there myself. I can't get there just trying to focus on bringing my energy down, but the water will do it for me.
Molly, since you taught me that, I'll stand in the shower now and I'll take a handful of the and I'll just blow onto the water and I'll say, "Water, please recalibrate perfectly for me." And then I'll wash my face and I'll do it two or three times. Or if I'm lying in the bath as well, I'll just basically blow, take my two hands and blow hot air onto the water and ask for it to heal and balance me and to recalibrate perfectly for me. So I love that you taught me that and I use it all the time, especially when you've got tired eyes or when you living in Africa, the sun is quite harsh, although I love it. Just I say turn into the most perfect moisturizing water for my skin. So
That's why we have to
it's
all
fun.
talk. Like, those are interesting words that I've never thought of using.
Right. Okay. It's fun to use. I use it all the time. If I'm in the pool, we're all in the pool, I just say, "Beautiful, beautiful water, please fill all of our breaths and recalibrate perfectly for our family to have the most joyful afternoon in the pool." And I will even blow my breath on when there's water droplets on my vegetables. So in my veggie garden, I'll actually go and blow onto the water droplet, say on a leaf, like a tomato plant. And then I'll say, "Beautiful water, please recalibrate and feed my tomatoes the information that it needs to grow perfectly for me and my family." So I've played with a lot. So I thank you so much for sharing that with me. I didn't know about that until you taught me. So
You know,
I
you
think it's
just,
well worth going onto the page and learning a bit more if people feel pulled to it.
yeah, these are, everything we're doing on there, we're trying to do in a very affordable, like bite-size chunk way. So people can walk away with bite-size nuggets of information that are just, they're going to get extreme benefit out of. But,
Definitely.
chunking everything up in a way that we keep everything really affordable, learning for everybody. You reminded me of something on there. You can use this same kind of technique too with a lot of people, oh, I'm having problems from the chemtrails yesterday, or it's another example. Pollen. It is yellow season where I am. It is disgusting. The kids are coming in, they're just full of it. It's like a dust cloud of yellow. It's so gross. But you can leave a glass of water out overnight, collect the chemtrails. Collect the pollen, collect whatever it is that's bothering you. You could even do, if there's Roundup being sprayed in your area, you could take a grass sample, and put it in a glass of water overnight. So you're catching whatever the toxins are. And you could do a similar process where you just leave that cup of
Wow.
water, leave that cup of water under a running faucet. And you know, when you do it that way, it's not exact. It's hard to say, well, you know, homeopathy, you're like, you know, you use a 6C, a 30C, a 200C. There's very specific potencies. So you have to fool around and make it into artistry a little bit. But if you let that water run into that glass as it's, you know, it'll be kind of making a crude vortex. It's going to become curative in a few minutes.
Wow,
The
that's
substance is
incredible.
removed, the toxin is removed. And if you drink that glass of water, you're now drinking a cure for chemtrails.
Wow. Wow. So we are the ones we're waiting for. Hey, we're
Yeah,
waiting
or
for.
I know
That's
a lot of
amazing.
people around here,
Yeah,
they
love
have problems
that.
with their
Wow.
dogs, even though they don't spray on their yard. They take their dogs for a walk and their dogs are coming back with itchy paws because they're just walking through Roundup and Roundup and Roundup and Roundup.
Wow. Jeez. I mean,
So
I've
why don't you
always
do that
used
to
that
your dog?
that's amazing because I know when I'm making my own sauerkraut, I'll stick it out in the garden, different places to collect all the bacteria and, information from the environment so that it becomes, the perfect bacteria for my sauerkraut. I didn't know that about what you just said. That's amazing. I'm gonna try that.
Or a
Thanks for sharing
disease or a disease
that.
plant.
Yeah.
It's fun to do like you do
Yeah.
like a 24 hours the disease plant leaf in water to really make sure that
Yeah.
information infiltrated the water. And then you can do the same
Ah.
thing and give
Oh,
that
my
water back
word.
to the plant. And
This is making me
because
so
it's just
excited.
energy and it's not substance, like it's like a little safe coach. It's
Yeah.
you're giving this little energy to the plant, and the plant spirit gets to like practice safely on it. It
Yeah.
immediately goes, okay, I understand how to cure it now.
Love that. I'm
Because
so
it's a
excited. Okay.
coach. That's why I love it, because it's a coach for your spirit. It's not actually doing the work for you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Now I'm gonna
Awesome.
try those as well.
This reminds me, somebody told me if you spit on the seeds you're going to plant, these plants then have the information that is for your body, and they create within what your body needs or is missing or whatever.
Yes.
So this is
Yes.
what I teach my son, because he loves to be in the garden with me and plant
Yes.
seeds, and that's then he spits and then he puts it into
That's
earth.
brilliant.
I'm trying to get my
Yeah.
husband to do that one. He kind of gave me the look though.
Then you do. Then
He's like,
you spit
really?
in his hand, and then he just puts
You
it on
know,
there.
anyway, can't you just spit on the seeds? He's like, come on, seriously. I'm like, seriously.
I
Or
know. I
maybe
mean, he can even pee on the seed. Maybe this is working too. You
yeah,
just pee on
exactly.
it. That's what we should do. We should get the kids to pee in the garden
Yep.
more.
Saskia, you mentioned that book. Hopefully, you can put that on the website, Molly. She showed me the book that should be in every school that Saskia was talking about. But for me, it's like I had a little young kiddie come. When I say young, she's probably 13, and she wanted to do a science project, and she's been coming to me for years, and she just said, could I give her some, an idea? And I said, what about doing, taking two plants and saying, I love you to the one plant and I hate you to the other, and, seeing how they grow. And I gave her a couple of pictures, and she went to the science teacher, and the science teacher said, well, that's boring and stupid. Try another topic. And I'm just thinking, if this was taught in schools, like Saskia was saying, we wouldn't go, what do you mean spit on a seed? It would be natural.
Right.
It would be from grassroots. I mean, the kids would like, yes, that's exactly how it works, because they've seen it at school. And imagine the consciousness of the whole class if one child did an experiment like that. But then you get some closed-minded teacher who thought that wasn't science. I'm like, this is science. We are the science. We are the biology. So just thought, yeah, this would be awesome if it was taught in school so that we would all know this. We wouldn't think that spitting on a seed was odd.
Yeah,
Right.
talk
Yeah.
about that book, Saskia, because
Yes.
it's not one I own, but I want to buy it after you're showing us pictures this morning.
Definitely.
So
It's
talk about that thoroughly.
a really small book. It's called The Message from Water, children's version. There's another version too, but this is for children's version. And it's about the work of Masaru Emoto, Dr. Emoto, Emoto Peace Project. So here they explain that we are about 80% of water when we are born, we are about 70% water when we are an adult. And then going through the book, showing the beautiful photographs of water crystals when they are, when they put words on it, on a bottle of water, and then they take photos and whatever kind of words. It can be you're beautiful or you're a fool. What happens? How would the crystal look when you're telling the water you're beautiful or write it on the water? And what happens when you say you're fool or you're stupid or whatever? Even music, any kind of music, heavy metal music is full of anger, and this is what you can see then in the water crystal, how they look like, destroyed, completely destroyed. But when you have, for example, Vivaldi's The Four Seasons, it looks completely different. The crystal clear and beautiful and just here, just perfect.
Beautiful.
So this book describes in easy ways how water has consciousness, and as we are made of so much water, of course, how words impact you or anybody else on ways that we are not even aware of. So this is can this you make children aware that when you tell somebody you are stupid, what is actually happening within the physical body? What is happening there, and what happens when you say you're beautiful to someone? And then you can prove it. You can prove it with the example of the plants, for example. You two plants in the schools, and you tell the students when you come to school, to one plant you say every morning I love you, and to the other you say every morning I hate you, and see what happens. And the other thing is they're doing also experiences with rice. They have it here. They have it in the book too, and you can see it. That they have three jars, glass jar with, and on one they put love and gratitude, on the other they put thank you, on the third one you fool and ignored. And then they left them without saying the words. They just put under the words there, and that's it. And in 5 days the rice began to show the differences, and in 3 months the result was obvious.
And I've seen those pictures. Like you've got like one nasty, moldy sample at the end, and one that's like beautiful, fragrant rice.
The photo is from 1 year and 3 months past. That what we see here, and where it says love and gratitude, this rice is still white, completely
After a
white.
year.
After what? After
Amazing.
1 year and
Yeah,
3 months.
started to ferment and actually turn into a rice wine. How awesome is that? Yeah, I think this is amazing. I've also
So this is just
another
rising
interesting.
consciousness for children being aware. When we teach this, we have actually, we start with our children. We teach the children, and they will tell about whatever they learn at home, and they may repeat it at home until maybe some parents really get interested in, okay, let's talk about it. Show me, how are you doing? What is it exactly? So, yeah.
And hopefully teachers as well.
Yeah.
But I've got another interesting story. This is changing the subject completely. Do you mind?
Let me add on one on
Okay,
there just
Karen.
before you change the subject. I just want to say like that I didn't have that book, but I had my kids for homeschool last year watch just a 15-minute one on Dr. Emoto, and just because they need to see the pictures. You need to see the pictures. You need the visual to go, oh wow, I didn't understand, like that's the difference. And exactly
What
what
an
you said,
incredible tool.
Saskia, like explaining to them how they're mostly water and how every cell of their body is water. So how these words are impacting not just the rice, but impacting them. They started going to each other every time they'd hurt each other's feelings. He hurt my water. Like they really got it.
That's
They really got
awesome.
it, and
I'm all
it immediately made them so incredibly conscious of how they were speaking to somebody else. Because little kids, like sometimes they just say stuff to each other. But like when you go, oh my gosh, I've actually physically harmed my brother, like that's totally different. When you've got that visual to go, oh my gosh, I turned his pretty water crystal structure into bad water crystal structure. What did I do? Because he'd never
That's
punch
so
him in the
awesome.
face. But that's what you're doing with your words.
Yes. So raising consciousness is important within our children. Sorry, Tracy.
No problem. So I've always taken, that idea, and if I'm at a river, I will put my feet in the river and I will just say, I command this water to now recalibrate to perfect vibration, and anyone that touches it, whether it be, whether it gets evaporated into rain, anyone that gets touched by this water is healed in profound, magnificent ways. So, if we were all going around touching little puddles and ponds and rivers and oceans, Imagine how quickly we could change the entire world. But one of the things I always do is we go to the beach about 3 or 4 times a year, a place called Mozambique. And I've done it for the last 4 or 5 years now. And it's literally proven every single time. I'll go and stand in the waves and I'll become very calm and I'll basically drop my thoughts into my heart. And then I will say, I command my spirit to connect to the dolphin beings. I invite you to come and play with us. I invite you to come and laugh with us and enjoy our time on the ocean. And I'll do that 3 times. And we go out on the boat and we go fishing with my family. And every single time, we will be surrounded by 20, 30, 40 dolphins. And they will come up to the boat. I've got footage of it every single time. We can load some onto the website where actually the dolphins will come under the boat and turn on the side and actually look at us in the eye. So we will, because our boats are very, it's like a dinghy, it's a rubber dinghy. So it's not one of those big fancy boats, but it's right low on the water. And they will come up and they will look at us and then they will do a jump and they'll go round again. And then I'll talk to them. The one time I asked, could you show us your babies? And the next thing we had, four or five or six little baby dolphins jumping up and doing little acrobats. And the
So
other
cute.
time they came round and they actually came towards us and they brought us fish. And as they were bringing us, they were catching fish and then we were just nailing fish as well and just catching them on the rod. And I've also called in a whale as well. So, this working, when you work with your consciousness and you just have fun, I think it's unlimited. I've just learned something from you, Molly. I didn't know, and I think that if we all could start just when we're around water, whether it's water on a leaf, whether it's a puddle, whether it's a pond or a river the ocean, just stop and just place some form of your own consciousness into that water, whether it's just the word love or a command or just blessing it and just saying, I love you. And I love to play with the dolphins and I'm in tears all the time and that's it's a real miracle every single time for me and my
Wow.
family.
You know, the other thing I find about like just whether it's the shower, and I'm on city water with a filter in my shower, whether it's the shower or standing in a stream, I find it's much easier to get messages from spirit with feet in the water or standing in a shower. Anytime I'm like, oh, what am I gonna do about that? And I go take a shower, I'm like, that's it. And it like it didn't even command it anything. It's just somehow the water assists in making that connection come in a lot more profound.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Definitely.
Definitely.
When my
I mean,
daughter,
carry on.
when my daughter sometimes when she comes up and has a lot of going on in her mind, I told her always, go take a shower. And she always does it. And after it, she's like clean and my gosh, the water took away the monkey mind is now balanced and I feel much better.
Well, and
And
I
I
know you
know.
can't live without your bath either, and like
No.
there's a reason why, like water is special.
Yes, it is. It is. We are water,
Definitely.
actually. We are water. We are water. The whole
Yeah.
universe is made of water, right? This is what I
You
feel.
know,
And if
yeah,
water
and I
is that
mean.
malleable and we're 70% water, how malleable are we really? We think we're not. We think we're so hard to change. But if we're 70% water and you can change water that quickly.
Within
And
seconds. And
yeah.
did you know that we are able breathing underwater? This is something they tell you that we can
Talk
do.
about that because it's so fun. It's so
Yeah.
fun. Talk about
I
it.
talked about it years ago when I had still my radio show back then, and once we had Zora on the show when he was, when it was nice to listen to him, and I told him my story that he talked about that we are able to breathe underwater, but as we get told that we can't, we don't do it. We don't trust it. We don't. Yeah, we would not think about it, that we are able of doing that. And I remember when I was about 6, maybe, or 5, 6, 7, around that age, I was swimming with this plastic, how would you say, help was
Inner
around
tube,
me.
rubber, yeah, tube.
A help was so I wouldn't drown. I couldn't swim. I was on a lake. My parents were a little bit lazy with that. They're okay, she can do it. And I did it. I trusted myself. And suddenly something pulled me down and I would stand on the ground of the lake. And I was totally quiet. I looked left, I looked right. I was just trying to remember, okay, where was this the exit here? Do I have to go right or left? And I started inhaling water and I could breathe. And I
Wow.
told this story to back then to Sora and he confirmed it too. Yes, this is what happened. And I always wonder because I was underwater for minutes. My parents, they first needed to find me underwater. And this took already a couple of minutes and then brought me up and I was totally fine. Nothing. But I remember I was inhaling and exhaling water.
That's amazing. I've
That's
had
so.
a lot of dreams doing that. I don't
Yeah.
remember doing it in this physical reality, but yeah, I always have the dream where I'm like, it's so easy. Just inhale and exhale, and you can breathe
Yes.
underwater.
Yes.
But I do remember
Well,
when I was like 3, the neighbors across the street had a pool, and I like to take all my clothes off naked at 3 and run across the street and go jump in their pool. Whoops. I don't know what mom was doing, but I would just go to the
she
pool.
was already in
Right,
the
like, and they would just like the neighbor would. This happened several times. He found me at the bottom of the pool and would scoop me out. And like, you hear that story, not knowing any of this stuff when you're younger. You're like, oh gosh, I got so lucky. Like, good thing he got to me in time. And I'm like, now I go, I wonder how long I actually sat there,
Yeah,
because I
that
used to
would
have
be
those dreams
interesting.
all the time.
Wow, TCM. That's
Yeah.
incredible. Yeah. I mean,
And
like, you know,
it probably
you.
has to do with babies being born in water too, right? Like, you're like, oh, it'd be a problem because they're breathing, and it's not. I don't know if either one of you can dive into that deeper.
Yeah. I mean, I saw one of that Lady Vader's posts the other day where she placed the petri dish over a pregnant lady just for a few seconds and froze it. And inside, you know, like when you have a scan. A sonar
Yeah.
scan. She actually, there was the baby in the
Wow.
but then along the spine it was bright light, and then to the right of the baby was like a tummy,
Oh
so
my
it
goodness.
almost like imprinted the mom's actual tummy and the baby in the womb, as well as the spinal cord, almost like the cerebral spinal fluid or the spirit of the baby. So I found that fascinating as
What,
well.
I mean, because we all, I think a lot of people know, like, we need to get away from doing any kind of scans.
Sonars, yes.
Yeah, because it's really harmful for your babies. But oh my gosh, what if you could like still see a picture in water? That's
Yeah,
really cool.
exactly. That's yeah. Well, she did just recently, so
I want to tell every
yeah, I found
pregnant mom
that.
I know. Try it.
Yeah, try it. Now, I think that I think we don't even know 1% of what water is and how it works and how it can heal us and basically what we are. We don't actually know, but we're discovering, and how we discover is by playing with it. One of the things I do as well is if I'm baking or I'm making a pot of rice, I'll actually place a, you know, a blessing into the water before I cook the rice. Or if I'm at a restaurant, I will always place both my hands on either side because that water is 90% water. I mean, that meal is 80% water, and just say I command my spirit to recalibrate and reconfigure this food for perfect harmony for me, because sometimes you can't help when there's going to be certain bad things or oils or whatever in the food. So I think we need to work, basically work consciously all the time, you know, with our consciousness. And one of the ways is doing this and transforming water where we've got the proof.
Right, yeah, and we really didn't touch on that, but like anything you can do with water, obviously you can do with food because food is mostly
Yes.
water.
Yes. Yeah,
Absolutely.
always.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Any other stories you guys wanted to touch upon here?
What
Well,
other
I would,
stories? as we were talking about Dr. Emoto, and he was killed in 2014, his office was taken over by Michiko Hayashi, and I know her personally. I have had several interviews with her. She even visited me here in Dresden and had a presentation. And I would love to bring you on one
Yeah.
day to on this show, because the information
Please.
that she brings forward is, I remember it was awesome. And also with frequencies, she showed a lot of examples when frequency as how they match, and how really stunning information connected to water. And their children book, The Message from Water, they are giving it away freely. And Dr. one of his highest excitement of Dr. Emoto was that each child in this world would have one of these books. Would be awesome. So I would love to have you on the show one day, maybe,
Yeah.
and see if we can assist her and Dr. Emoto to bring forward even more this beautiful message from water.
Right.
That'd be
Yeah.
wonderful. One
How
of the
simple can
things.
it all be? You know what I mean? Like our most basic substance we have here, we're consuming all day, every day,
Yeah.
and we don't even
So,
know how we can be utilizing it.
yeah.
Yeah. So at the same time as I've told a lot of my pregnant women, they'll say, "Oh, my child's got a lot of colic, or it's burping a lot, or whatever, cramping." And I say, "Take your hands on either side of your breast milk, your breast, and command your breast milk to be perfectly recalibrated for your baby to heal the colic." And it works every single time. So you can change your breast milk through your consciousness as well. And also, just something else people could do is have like a water container on their kitchen table where they have water. They can place certain crystals in the water where they're at, but they must place their consciousness in the water. So if they're wanting more joy or happiness, they can maybe take a rose quartz and just, bless that rose quartz with whatever words or consciousness you want, and place it in the water. And that water is constantly being imprinted. Another way to do it is to actually take words, to get your children to take their favorite word. What's your favorite word? What do you want to feel? Make them write it down and stick it onto your water container that everyone from the entire family gets their water from. We've also got a water tank. So our water actually gravity feeds from the mountain out of a spring into a big water tank. So when my kids were much younger, we all went up and we placed our handprints on them, and then we placed our favorite words. We painted. So around our whole big water tank are just wonderful words, laughter and giggles and joy and radiant health and sunshine, so that our water is constantly being imprinted with the words and consciousness that we choose. I know that there's what Molly, what do you know about when you make water into a vortice?
That's what's helping to make it into like a homeopathic remedy.
So then, couldn't you get one of those sort of frothers
Yes.
and then actually command, because you're now, giving that water life force as well as your consciousness
Yeah,
through a
like
command or a
just the
blessing
thing
or
you
a
use
prayer?
for like wine that like makes
Yes.
the wine taste better. I can't recall what the name of those things are
Oh,
right now,
an
and I'm sure everybody
aerator.
listening is probably yelling at me right now. But
An
the little thing
aerator.
you, the aerator, thank you.
Yeah, we use it all the
Yeah.
time. So,
Aerators are amazing.
We were taught, in the school that I was in, RC, was when you take wine, that wine is actually brought in, actually the red grape was brought in by an alien species to help humanity. And when you actually drink red wine, it helps to drop the veil. So the veil of time, because time doesn't exist, and that you only drink red wine when you're around good conversation and high consciousness people. Never watch it when you, we never drink it when you're watching the news. And we would do blessings on red wine as well. And if you make a toast or a blessing on red wine, you manifest much quicker. Same as water. So, if people don't want to drink water all day, they can drink wine.
Yeah,
Red wine.
the guys who do the formal autopathy, Yuri Tchaikovsky, I'm showing it to the girls on the screen, but
Yes.
I have this up on the product page of happynewnowshow.com, and I do talk about it too on the autopathy training on Learning Hub. But like it looks like a giant martini glass, but it's hollow all the way through, and it's got this like hollow spherical chamber at the bottom, and then like a water spout off of it. So the water comes in the top of the martini glass, basically through the stem, into this beautiful chamber where it's a very clean vortex, and then it spits it out. So when you're using this, you are making a super clean vortex out of your breath, your saliva, and making like a very clean curative medicine. I have no other word for it than medicine, because that's what it's replacing.
Exactly. Wow. I'd love to get one of those. Can you order them?
Yeah, you can. They're, well, at least in the US. I don't know about you in Africa, because you can't order
Africa?
anything. But yeah,
No, you cannot.
I have it on the product page. They are on Amazon. If you want to buy them directly from them in bulk, they're a little bit cheaper. But you can also, the other one they do is you take a sample after you've kind of cured all your emotional and physical stuff. You put a little water in the chamber and you hold it over your head for a couple minutes. You can do this with a glass of water too, and just try it like in your sink. But then you're taking a consciousness sample. This is the stuff I really loved.
Oh my goodness,
You
you're
got
making
to
me
feel the
excited.
emotions and the physical first, but like once you're there and like you're not really having physical or emotional problems, you take the consciousness sample for like 2 minutes, and then you run that through a water vortex, and that is just like, that's everything. And then they have you apply it to every chakra point for like, like a homeopathic remedy, you put it under
Yes.
your tongue. They do apply it to every chakra point up and down, and just kind of hold it there, and then just place it on like third eye area at the end.
Wow. One of the things that I also do is in my wellness center and also in my home is I actually have spray bottles of water with essential oils, but I place blessings onto the water. So when we're spraying, we're creating in the atmosphere.
I love
And
that.
clients will walk into my center and go, like I came here with a headache, but I feel stupid to come to you because it's gone. Or, and it happens literally daily, 10 times a day. And my staff as well will say to me, like, they just love being here. There's something of some people just come and sit in the reception. I said, what are you doing here? Oh, just come to sit. And yeah, so I try to place, consciousness into everything that I do in my center. Not in a stickler kind of pedantic way, but just if we're going to spray it, an air freshener, let's use essential oils and let's use our consciousness, rather than buy some expensive toxic, alcoholic thing. So yeah, that's another way people can just walk around their room and spray their room and their bedrooms and their children's rooms with a spray of water or water with a
Or
bit of
rose
essential
quartz,
oils
yeah. Like
or a
I've got
rose
some that's
quartz.
like a mix of like, it's like a protection one. I put it in the water of flowers if I'm going to have certain guests come over and stay that I have a difficult time with. But it's like I call it the bubble of protection mix. So it's like rose quartz and tourmaline. So it's like those crystals sitting in water. I bought these, but you could make them yourself. It's like a couple different crystals that have been sitting in water. You add alcohol to preserve it. But then, I just put a couple drops of water into the flower water, and then the flowers are like emanating that bubble of protection field. Or I'll
Well,
spray the kids with it if we're gonna go somewhere really gnarly.
but that's the thing is at the end of the day, it's all just permission slips to make us realize it's our consciousness that creates everything. We're creating everything. And so we just hopefully we've shared some lovely examples and we've also learned, I feel I've learned, that we can actually apply. One of the things I'm doing right now is I'm painting and I actually place blessings or commands into my paint so that my pictures, people go, I'm not at all a good painter or anything, but I just, they're like, I love your painting. I'm like, no, I can feel it too because I've painted with consciousness and joy. And, so hopefully we people can use these examples and start to, create more consciousness within themselves and their homes and for their children.
Yeah, and if you want some more specific training, I will make sure in the show notes to include, any of the books, the cards and stuff that we talked about here. I'll put any of those products up on the product page of happynewnowshow.com. There's a if you go to free guides, there's a 15-minute, free lecture on there on, introducing water healing. And then I've got three different, in the learning hub, I've got three different, about 15-minute long, different trainings on, really getting into how to do words and paper on water, how to use your spirit with the water and connect with it and heal that way, and then another training on autopathy. And then
Oh,
also
fantastic.
make sure you go to Happy New Now Show if you'd like to book one-on-one sessions with Saskia and Tracy. Those two amazing women are freaking rock stars. I really don't have any other words. And yeah, they do a lot of good in the world, so meet with them.
Yeah. And please also, if you want to get in touch with Molly to learn more about homeopathy or do her courses, yeah, you can see on the website as well. Thanks, guys. That was an enlightening conversation. I got a lot from it. What about you guys?
Yeah, me too. I'm learning. I have learned a lot today too. So this is
Love
I know.
it.
I love the three-way chat because we can all take away something.
Yeah.
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 All right,
Awesome.
ladies.
Awesome.
I hope you have a
Okay.
very
Yeah.
happy new now.
Happy New
Yes.
Now. Thanks,
Happy new
guys.
now. Happy new
Thank
now.
you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you feel inspired to support us, please visit happynewnowshow.com and consider subscribing or making a one-time donation so we can keep putting up fun content. Also on happynewnowshow.com, you'll find links to book one-on-ones and any products we've discussed. Have an amazing right now.